The new Congress convenes today, potentially in deadlock already. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The first order of business in the now Republican-controlled House is the election of a speaker.
A task that, for the last 100 years, has produced little drama. But Republican leader Kevin McCarthy still appears short of the votes he needs from GOP colleagues to secure the gavel. And with supporters and opponents of McCarthy digging in, it may not be resolved right away. Several conservatives have objected to McCarthy's leadership, demanding changes to rules and procedures. Supporters have cautioned McCarthy against giving up too much. Without a speaker elected, nothing else can get done in the House, including the swearing in of members.
Fox's Jared Halperin. There was a life-threatening injury in the Monday night football game last night. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed after making a first-quarter tackle.
It's not even a particularly violent collision as NFL collisions go, as NFL tackles go. The man stands up from the tackle and then just collapses.
Fox's Clay Travis, the Buffalo Bills, later confirming that Hamlin's heart stopped but was restored by on-field medical intervention. He's listed in critical condition in a Cincinnati hospital. In a conference call with the media, the NFL's director of football operations, Roy Vincent, denying an earlier report that the referees had told the players to get ready to resume the game.
My player hat went on. How did you resume in such a traumatic event occur in front of you real time? And that's the way we were thinking about it, Commissioner and I.
The game with major playoff implications has been suspended. Accused mass killer Brian Koberger is expected to waive his rights to fight extradition to Idaho. When he makes a court appearance in Pennsylvania today, his court-appointed lawyer says Koberger is eager to prove his innocence in the murders of four University of Idaho students. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The end of the holiday travel season, marred with nearly 750 flight cancellations on Monday and more than 8,000 delays, partly because of an FAA computer problem.
The FAA confirmed that a computer system known as ERAM, En Route Automation Modernization, the system that regulates the flow of traffic into Florida, was at the center of the issue. According to local Miami station WTVJ, the issue caused a radar link outage and forced a nationwide ground stop of all planes headed to and from Florida. The ground stop has since been lifted, but there is a lot of traffic up in the skies.
Fox's Charles Watson reports weather is a problem with tornado watches and warnings from Louisiana to Kentucky and another winter storm in the Midwest. More than 300 flights scheduled today have already been canceled. Unless Missouri's Governor Mike Parson grants clemency, Amber McLaughlin will become the first transgender person executed in the U.S. She is scheduled to die by lethal injection today for killing a former girlfriend in 2003. McLaughlin was a man at the time of the murder, later transitioning in prison. McLaughlin's attorney says there are no court appeals pending, only the clemency request to the governor. Four people lucky to be alive after their car careened off a cliff along California's Pacific Coast Highway yesterday.
More than 250 feet off the Pacific Coast Highway and crashed into a rocky outcropping. A fire official says it appears the car flipped over several times before landing on its wheels, wedged against the cliff, just feet from the surf. A 4-year-old girl, 9-year-old boy, and two adults survived. They were initially listed in critical condition, but were conscious and alert when rescuers arrived. The rescue took several hours. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The man suspected of shooting a Pennsylvania police chief to death and wounding another officer in confrontations near Pittsburgh yesterday is dead, killed by police after a second police chase. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.